Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. There, news listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of March, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we all know with COVID-19 going around now, we're staying home a lot more, working from home, having to have ourselves entertained at home, and a lot of companies have been coming to the rescue. This time, it's Roku. Roku's actually giving away 30 days of premium video. By doing this, they are launching a thing called Home Together that provides an extended 30-day trial of familiar networks and services. So for the things like Epix, Showtime, Hallmark, and A&E Crime Central, those are just a few of the services that'll be on tap for you. You can find all the channels that will be available to you free for 30 days by simply visiting the Roku channel or checking areas like featured free. Staying with COVID-19 news, yeah, I'm sorry, I know we're all sick of it by now, but it's just the news. Some people are affected a lot more than others, particularly ones that are a bit paranoid, say, I don't know if I've got this or not. Many people want to know how to get tested, where they can get tested, or even if they should get tested. Well, Apple's announced they're trying to help you regarding these decisions, as they've launched a special app and website for COVID-19 screening. It's also going beyond the app, too, as Siri's getting a bit of integration of information for COVID-19 as well. Now, the app and website will allow users to answer a series of questions, which are actually based around risk factors. You know, recent exposure, symptoms, you get the idea. Now, in turn for this, they will receive CDC recommendations on the next steps. Now, along with these apps, you're also going to have access, like I said, to Siri, though this is US only again. You can even ask Siri, how do I know if I have the coronavirus? Again, access to guidance and resources will be given. As far as the app, since it's from Apple, as you guessed, you can go download it in the App Store right now. All right, a little bit away from COVID-19 news now. This is for our Android users out there and those who use Outlook. Well, finally, Microsoft says that Discover feature, well, Android users are going to finally get it. The new feature will allow users to stay up to date with what's going on in their organization in Outlook. Also, the Discover feature will use machine learning to identify documents that are popular among employees. Then it'll display them as a result of suggestions based on search pages in Outlook Mobile. Discover View is also, of course, available in Office 365. That's the Enterprise, Education, Government, Business Essentials, and Business Premium editions as well. And finally, yes, a lot of us have turned to Zoom to get our work done, haven't we? Here's something you may not have known. Before the update, the iOS app, it was sending code and data to Facebook. Yippee! Well, because of this, Zoom has updated their iOS app as of last Friday, and they've removed that code that sent user data to Facebook. Now, the people actually revealed this were the people over at Motherboard Analysis. They actually showed that the app was sending data to Facebook, such as users' time zones and the city they were in. It also sent details about the user's device, and even if the user didn't have a Facebook account. On top of this, the extent of the data sharing that was sent to Facebook was actually not spelled out clearly in Zoom's privacy policy. Apple apparently took note of this and saying, yeah, you better change this or get kicked off the store. Zoom did issue a statement of this, of course, saying, we sincerely apologize for the concern this has caused and remain firmly committed to protection of users' privacy. They went on to say they're reviewing the process and protocols implementing these features in the future to ensure this does not happen again. I'll just spell that out a little easier for you. Ah, damn, we got caught. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can get subscribed to the news show, also the Mac show as well, the photo show, and the big shows over there too. You can also support the news show. As you know, we rely totally on donations to keep this show up and running for all of you, and we really do need your support now. So head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the news show on the air. Give us a follow on our Twitter. Twitter page too at British Tech, or come by our Slack room and join us in our BTN community. We would love to have you. You can find us at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, enjoy your Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.